Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal says doctors' role is essential to build scientific temper in the society. Indian Railways running 145 special trains to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. And Mela for left-out registrants of eShram portal to be held from tomorrow at all district civil supply offices. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. He added that the government remains steadfast in commitment to creating a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing the information in social media post yesterday, Health Minister JP Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. He mentioned that the government has expanded and strengthened the national TB elimination program by taking key initiatives such as the Nikshay Poshan Yojana to provide essential nutritional support to TB patients. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal interacted with students, community as he attended the 78th Foundation Day of Assam Medical College and Hospital and 62nd Foundation Day of Dibrugarh College as the chief guest in Dibrugarh, Assam today. Mr. Sonowal highlighted the role that the PM Narendra Modi-led government played to revamp the education sector of the country, which has put India on track to be Viswa Guru. Speaking to the young minds of Assam Medical College, the Union Minister said that the role played by any doctor is crucial to build scientific temperament in the society. He said, "It is a matter of immense pride that the rich legacy of the Assam Medical College is in safe hands to further this temperament while enriching the lives of people both physically as well as mentally." Mr. Sonowal said the prowess of doctors' community as well as that of our scientists proved essential to thwart the threat that COVID posed. The Union Minister further added that the talent of doctors of India is top-notch when it comes to clinical excellence. Indian Railways is operating around 20 festival special trains today from Delhi to NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Darbhanga, Barauni, Patna, Katra, Muzaffarpur, Balia, Kamakhya and Azamgarh. For Chhath Puja, 145 special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month, ensuring smooth travel during key ritual days of Chhath. The railway is facilitating the movement of an additional 2 lakh passengers daily, ensuring seamless travel for millions of devotees during these festive occasions. Indian Railways is operating around 7,000 special trains in view of festive season to accommodate significant surge in passenger traffic from 1st October to 30th November. Executive Director of Railway Board Dilip Kumar said, "Railway is set to carry over 1 crore passengers during the festive period."
We have planned more than 7,500 special trains during this festival season. In the month of October, we have run already 3,800 special trains, and this month we are going to run more than 3,700 special trains. In this festival season, we have generated more than 1 crore 20 lakh additional seats, which has provided comfort to the passengers. Today also, we are running special trains from New Delhi, Anand Vihar, Delhi, Amritsar, Mumbai, Ahmedabad, Surat, Udna, Tirupati, Coimbatore and all other important cities. We have done the analysis through our artificial intelligence system and the waiting list in the normal trains. Based on that, we have decided to run these special trains.
A Mela for left-out registrants of eShram portal under Labour Department Nagaland will be held for 5 days from 4th to 8th November in all district civil supply offices. The Mela is jointly organised by the Departments of Labour and Food and Civil Supplies for issuance of ration card to all those left-out registrants under eShram portal. All those eShram registrants who are yet to be issued with ration card till today should avail this opportunity. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Minister of State for Environment Kirti Vardhan Singh launched India's updated National Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan, NBSAP, at the 16th meeting of the Conference of Parties in Colombia. During the launch event, the minister highlighted India's whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach in updating its NBSAP. The updated biodiversity strategy acknowledges environmental challenges and outlines strategies to address them. It addresses the challenges through ecosystem restoration, species recovery programs, and community-driven conservation efforts. The minister said the updated biodiversity strategy focuses on restoration of degraded ecosystems, protection of wetlands, and on sustainable management of marine and coastal areas. Mr. Singh also said Action Plan is a vital roadmap to halt and reverse biodiversity loss by 2030 with a longer-term vision of living in harmony with nature by 2050. The document was released on 30th of last month. Union government today said that over 90 lakh tons of paddy have arrived in the mandis. Out of this, over 85 lakh tons were procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India in Punjab. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the paddy is being purchased at minimum support price of 2,320 rupees per quintal as decided by the government for Grade A paddy. The total paddy purchased by government till date in the current Kharif marketing season amounts to 19,800 crore rupees and it has benefited 4 lakh farmers. Central government has fixed an estimated target of 185 lakh tons for paddy procurement for the ongoing marketing season, which will continue till 30th November. District Administration MON, in collaboration with Alimco, Artificial Limbs Manufacturing Corporation of India, a Government of India undertaking, will be distributing aids and appliances to identified persons with disabilities in need of aids and assistive devices. Deputy Commissioner MON, Ajit Kumar Verma, has informed that the aids will be distributed based on special assessment camp held in various blocks of MON district between 24th to 30th July 2024. The equipment distribution camp will be held on 8 November at Deputy Commissioner Office Complex. Therefore, all concerned are requested to inform all selected beneficiaries, PWDs, based on assessment camp under the respective blocks to attend the distribution event with any identity card, Aadhaar card, along with disability proof. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has extended greetings to the Sumi community on the occasion of Apikimti, a festival of thanksgiving for a bountiful harvest and marking the end of labour from harvest season. In a social media post, Rio wished that the festival renew one's minds and spirit and prepare everyone for the days ahead. Superintendent of Police Kohima has issued traffic advisory in view of the 16th Finance Commission meeting scheduled on 5th of this month from 9 a.m. onwards at Hotel Vivor, Kohima. All UP vehicles proceeding towards Kohima from Woka or Seminyu site will be diverted from Merima Junction towards New Secretariat from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To avoid delays, residents alongside the venue are requested to avoid non-essential vehicular travel on the stretch of the road or to take alternative road during the scheduled meeting from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Further, Kohima Police has requested cooperation and support from all citizens. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal says doctors' role is essential to build scientific temper in the society. Indian Railways running 145 special trains to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. And Mela for left out registrants of Ishram portal to be held tomorrow at all districts' civil supply offices. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.